Indonesia has been called the smiling face of Islam. That's because the majority Muslim nation usually has a fairly moderate religious outlook. But Indonesia's smile doesn't seem so friendly lately, at least for some people in the LGBT community there. A new batch of laws just took effect in the province of Aceh, and those laws call for fines, jail time, and even beatings for those who engage in gay sex. Ruth Morris has our story.
Itja was born a boy, but the first time she put on a dress, she says she felt like a character out of a Barbie doll cartoon, Mariposa, the one with wings.
Itu yang kayak aku bilang seperti kayak ada Mariposa. Aku merasa ada jahat. Nggak tahu ya. Itu kalau misalnya di kartun-kartun tuh, ceng, kayak gimana sih? Kayak...
She imagined a spotlight on her, and she felt
wow, gitu loh.
Today, Itja works as a modeling coach and heads the local chapter of Violet Grey, an LGBT advocacy group in Aceh. She's wearing a floor-length pink dress, false eyelashes, and the traditional headscarf known as hijab. Not a wisp of hair is showing. Here in Aceh province, Muslim women have to wear the hijab. It's the law. But Itja wears it for another reason.
Jadi, aku ingin juga yang pertama image dari transgender itu juga tidak.
It's respectable. People think transgender people are prostitutes, she says, and she wants to correct that. There's another benefit. When she covers her head, she almost never gets called names. That's probably because Aceh is so religious. In a peace deal with separatists 10 years ago, the central government allowed Aceh to implement a version of Sharia law. Since then, the province has become increasingly conservative, so much so that Itja didn't want me to use her real name. On an evening drive through the capital, Banda Aceh, the coffee shops are brimming with young people on plastic chairs. There's no alcohol here, so coffee is king. Itja points out a hotel that used to be a hangout. No more. Then we pass the street Itja says used to be a hot spot, a meeting place for gay and transgender people. Tonight it's dark. The storefronts are shuttered.
We want good Muslim in Aceh.
Sharizal Abbas heads the local government's Islamic Sharia agency. He takes pains to stress that Aceh's version of Sharia law is gentle, moderate, nothing like the Sharia practiced by extremist groups in the Middle East and Africa.
ISIS, Boko Haram, very, very different.
But he's fully behind a new law that punishes gay relations with up to 100 strokes of the cane. Adultery carries the same penalty. Abbas explains how the law applies to gay couples.
Working together is no problem. Cooking in the kitchen, no problem. Sleeping in one room, one bed together is no problem.
The problem is if the couple engages in sex. In a narrow sense, it's more freedom than straight couples have here. Unmarried heterosexual couples can't ride a moped together or hold hands in public, but they can get married.
Ruang private dari teman-teman LGBT pasti.
It just says LGBT people feel their private space is being invaded. Before it was the public areas that were restricted. Now it's the bedroom too. At Itja's home, a roommate cooks noodles, and Itja tries to get everyone to eat. There's a row of lockers in the entryway. Her house is open to students, friends, and runaways. Some members of the LGBT community have left Aceh for Jakarta. Itja refuses to go. We have to stay strong, Itja says, and not expose ourselves. The important thing is to survive, even if we have to go further underground. She hopes the hijab will protect her. If a straight person sees a transgender person wearing hijab and respectful clothing, they'll feel more empathy, she says. We must go along with what is wanted. For The World, I'm Ruth Morris, Banda Aceh, Indonesia.
Ruth reported from Indonesia with help from the International Reporting Project.